This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Here is your morning brief for Thursday, May 12th. I'm Luke Vargas with The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stock futures fell, pointing to a possible second day of turbulence on Wall Street as inflation worries weighed on investors. The price of Bitcoin dropped to $26,000 this morning, its lowest level since December 2020. The cryptocurrency market has come under significant pressure during the sell-off in stocks. In Asia, stock markets ended lower and European shares fell in early trading. Finland's leaders say they support their country applying for NATO membership, which would be a major break from decades of Helsinki's defense policy of non-alignment. Sweden is likely to join Finland next week in applying to join NATO in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, despite warnings from Moscow that such bids would have consequences. Earlier in the day, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called Russia the most direct threat to the world order today. Japanese technology investor SoftBank has recorded its biggest ever annual loss, a result of the global sell-off in tech stocks. SoftBank, known for its $100 billion Vision Fund, reported a net loss equivalent to $13.2 billion in the latest year. In the U.S., investors will be watching weekly jobless numbers and wholesale inflation data due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.